Last week, the White House issued an interim progress report on Iraq. It found Mr. Maliki's government has made satisfactory progress on only 8 of 18 security and political benchmarks set by the U.S. Congress. Mr. Bush says he still has confidence in Mr. Maliki, but at home, political support for the prime minister continues to deteriorate, and talk of a cabinet reorganization and possibly a no-confidence vote continues to grow. Iraqi parliament member Safia Talib al-Suhail of the Iraqi National List of Iyad Alawi says it is still unclear what will happen in the coming weeks.
There are some negotiations taking place between different political groups, including Adawa, which is al-Maliki prime minister group. The change might be having again al-Maliki heading the cabinet, but the changing of the ministries, or we might have a fully changed cabinet, but it depends on the negotiation which is taking place right now in Baghdad. It's not clear yet.
Until recently, Mr. Maliki received strong backing from legislators loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. But in April, 6 Sadrist ministers quit the cabinet, and since then, relations with Mr. Maliki have continued to deteriorate. A member of the Sadrist bloc in parliament, Baha Araji, says a major cabinet reorganization is necessary.
I think the next 6 weeks very hot in Baghdad. Al-Maliki, he must do something. He must change all the cabinets, and he must bring minister, independent, technocrat.
But Araji says he does not think Mr. Maliki will be able to make the necessary changes and ultimately will be replaced. Independent Kurdish legislator Mahmoud Othman agrees the prime minister and his government have not been up to the job.
I think he has failed. This government has failed since long ago. Not now, really. From the start, they were not capable of doing the job. Neither Maliki nor his ministers. They are not capable of doing the job. And I think they have failed their test since months, not now.
Othman says the prime minister could be in jeopardy of losing his job beginning in September, when the next progress report on the surge of U.S. forces in Iraq is due in Congress. Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Dabah dismisses the possibility of a no-confidence vote against Mr. Maliki, but concedes that a cabinet reorganization is in the works.
There is a deficiency in the government, and some of the ministers are not qualified enough to provide the services which Iraq is with. That is why the prime minister thinks of reshuffling, and a major reshuffling, to have a better and efficient and intellectual ministers in order to have a better services for the Iraqis.
The Iraqi parliament is scheduled to recess for the month of August. Most think a change is likely when the assembly reconvenes in September. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.